Okay, Tov, welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We're now in Ketubot Daf Nun Chet Amud Bet at the top of the Amud at the Mishnah, which is the third Mishnah in the Masa, in the Perek Hey. Hamakdish Maseh Yedei Yishto. If a man declares that his wife's wages are Hekdesh, Hare Zu Osavi Ochelet, she can continue to work and eat from it. The Hekdesh does not happen at all because the Hekdesh does not essentially belong to him. Hamotar, what happens with the surplus, meaning what she has made above and beyond the minimum that we will see in the next podcast, the minimum that she's supposed to make, Rameh Omer Hekdesh, Rabbi Yochanan Sandar Omer Chulin. Alright, so there's a machloket whether or not the Hekdesh works. Now, Amarav Hun Amarav, this is a backdoor discussion. Yochla Yisha Lomar Labala Inin Nizonot V'yon Yosa. A woman has the right to say to her husband, I'm not accepting your mizonot, and I'm not going to work. Meaning that I can see my own wages. Now, Rav must hold Kisavar, Kitkin Rabbanan Mizoni Iker. When the Rabbanan made the Takana, and this of course follows, unlike the Rambam and Rashi, this follows the opinion of Mizonot de Rabbanan, when the Rabbanan established Mizonot, the Mizonot were the main thing. Umase Adam Mishum Eva, and why did they make a quid pro quo that her wages should go to him? That was so that there shouldn't be enmity over the fact that he's feeding her and she's not paying. But the main point was the mizonot. And therefore, Chiyam Ra'in Nizonot V'Yosa, when the minute she says that I don't need your food, therefore should be Adah. She has the right to say such a thing. In other words, that the main takana is for her benefit and she can be mevater. Now, Meitave, Tignu Mizonot Tachat Masei Adeha, the Lashon of the Braita that we had back in the fourth parak was that mizonot are in lieu of her wages, sounding that like the wages are the main thing. So Ema Tignu Masayada Tachat Mizonot, just flip them and then you're okay. Now Memasayale, this seems to be supported by our Mishnah. Amakdish Masayade Yishto Harehi Osavi Ochelet. Our Mishnah says that she may continue to eat and benefit because, after all, the mizonot are not essentially hers. My love Minizonot, aren't we talking about a case where the guy's feeding her? Right, and nonetheless, since at any point she could pull out and say, I'm not getting fed, therefore, the hektish is not chal. No, b'she'in on his own. We're talking about a case where he's not feeding her at all. He has no money. So, b'she'in on his own, my lemember, if he's not feeding her, then what's the havamina to think that she would, that her hektish, that her masiyadam would belong to him and his hektish should be good? This we had earlier. There's a machloket in the first parak of Gittin whether the owner of an Eved Kanani has the right to say to the Eved, I'm not going to feed you and you still have to work. Right? Hani mili be'Eved Kanani, but that's only regarding an Eved Kanani. The loktiv be'imach, because the pasuk that's written about the treatment of a slave, which says it has to be good for him with you, is about an Eved Ivri. So an Eved Kanani doesn't say that, so therefore you can treat an Eved Kanani like that. Maybe. It's a machloket. Well, Eved Ivri dichtiv be'imach. Take a look at the pasuk. Yitov lo imach. When the Eved Ivri comes and says, I don't want to leave because it's so good. And the halacha is that if you have only one pillow, he has to get it, etc. So then, certainly you're not allowed to tell your Eved Ivri, you've got to work and I'm not going to pay you. I'm not going to feed you. So certainly that's true with his wife. So if our Mishnah is talking about a case where the wife isn't getting fed, there's no way in the world that we would think that he has rights to the Masi Adayim. The answer is that we needed the Mishnah for the Seifa Motar to present to us the Machloket as to whether or not the Hekdesh is Chal on the surplus. Now that entire take of Rav, as presented by Rav Huna, who pleaded Rish Lakish, goes against Rish Lakish. Don't think that Rameir's reason for saying the surplus is Hekdesh is because he holds that a person can be Makdish something that doesn't yet exist, and after all, her wages don't yet exist. And that's not the reason for the Machloket. Since the man could force her to work, therefore, it's as if he said, I'm sanctifying your hands to their owners, which means it's not an issue of davar shelabal olam, because her hands are in this world, but rather it's an issue of the man having the rights to force her to work, unlike Rav. So we have a side issue, which is that the man did not say that formula, your hands are sanctified to their creator. Right. The answer is Kevin Shimon Le Rameir Da Amar Inoda Motzid Varav Lo Batal. Rameir has a shita that we've already seen a couple of times, which is that a person does not recite a formula, which is ineffective. In other words, we always have to give efficient interpretation to a man's words. So we have to treat his statement of Amaktish by Sayadaim as if he said it in the most efficient way, because that's what he intended to do. Now, Vesavra Meir Ainu Damaktish Davar Shul Olam, is that true? Rish Lakish seems to say that a mayor does not hold that a person can be Maktish something that doesn't yet exist. Vatanya Ha'omer Lisha Re'at Mugdesh L'achar She'et Gayer. A man is not Jewish, he gives a woman Kiddushin and says, this Kiddushin is, I'm giving it to you now, and it works after I convert. Well, L'achar She'tikari, after you convert. L'achar She'tachre, after I'm liberated. L'achar She'tishtachri, you're liberated. Until after your husband dies, or your sister who I'm married to dies, or after you get chalitza, meaning, basically, I'm giving you kedushin now, even though you're inaccessible to me, it will take place, it will take hold after you're accessible to me. Rameir mekudeshet, Rameir says it's good, which means that Rameir holds adam makdish tavar shelo ba'olam. The answer is, mehahi in. You're right. That braita says it quite clearly. Mehalei kol mishma minah. Just our Mishnah does not prove that Rameir holds adam makdish tavar shelo ba'olam because of Rameir's other approach, which says we always interpret a man's words in the most efficient way possible, meaning to have the meaning which is most effective. And because we could interpret his words as being, I'm sanctifying my wife's hands to their maker, that's what we interpreted, and it's not a davar shelo ba'olam issue. Now, the Mishnah said Hamotar, Rameir Mehekdesh, etc. Now, this is an interesting question because it's a question taking place within Rameir's opinion that we're going to reject soon. Emat Kadosh, when would it be Hekdesh according to Rameir, the surplus? Rabbi Shmuel, the Ritavai, Motar Lachar Mita Kadosh. They say only after she dies and he inherits her, then the stuff that was surplus, if she was supposed to make $100 a week and she made $120 a week, so all those weeks since he made the netter until she died, times $20, all that stuff becomes hektish. Rav Ada bar Ava mar motar michaim kodesh. Rav Ada bar Ava says, no, the hektish happens immediately. Now, Havi bar Rav Papa b'mai. Rav Papa was discussing this and said, what is their disagree? What's the case? Now, until now, we've dealt with the husband giving the wife mizonot. There's a new wrinkle to this that we're getting now, which is that the husband also has to give her ma kesef, a certain amount of money, on a regular basis for her own needs, pocket money. So, if the guy is giving her all of that, so my tamid amadam alachar mita kodesh, why would Rav Shmuel say that his rights to the surplus only kick in after she dies and he inherits her? Right, it must be he has the rights to them immediately because he's giving her the mizonot and maseid and the motar, the ma'akesef. Elaksha in ma'ala mizonot velo ma'ala ma'akesef. It must be that he's not giving her anything. So my time on the ma'adam amichayim kodesh. Why would Rav Ada bar Ava say the hektish is immediate? So the answer is the olam ma'ala mizonot ve'ino ma'ala ma'akesef tzorcheh. It must be that he's giving her mizonot, but he's not giving her pocket money. Rav Shmuel Savri, Rav Shmuel maintained that tiknu mizonot tachat ma'aseid deha, that the mizonot are in lieu of her wages, ma kesef tachat motar, and the ma kesef for pocket money is in lieu of the surplus that she may earn. Right? And therefore, v'chemen deloka yoiv la ma kesef, since he's not paying her the ma kesef, motar didahave, therefore the surplus really belongs to her, and therefore his hektish is not good, except for taking into account Rameir's other position, which you can be makdish tavar shelo bala olam, and then when she dies and you inherit her, then it becomes yours and it's hektish. He says differently. The mizonot were given to the wife in lieu of the surplus that she earns. The pocket money is for her wages, right? In replacement for her wages. Therefore, since he's feeding her, therefore the motar he's already earned, motar didahave, and therefore the hektish is miad. Now, so the bottom line is that they're disagreeing about which is the quid pro quo. Mizonot from Maaseh Adayim, Ma'akesef from Motar, that's Rav Shmuel, or invert those, or switch them around, according to Rav Ada bar Ava. The answer is Marsavar, Midi Deshchiach, Midi Deshchiach. Rav and Shmuel say that they were mitaken a common thing, which is Maaseh Adayim, for a common thing, which is Mizonot, and the uncommons are matched. Marsavar, Midi Dekayitz, Midi Dekayitz. And Rav Ada bar Ava says, no, the surplus, the Maaseh Adayim, which is set amount, is for the Ma'akesef, which is also a set amount. And the Mizonot, which is not a set amount, is a replacement for her Motar, which is whatever the surplus is beyond the set amount that she has to earn. She has to earn a set amount. We'll discuss it, actually, immediately. Good. So now, Meitavei. Tiknu mizonot tachat maseyadeha. We have the famous brayta that says that mizonot are in lieu of maseyadayim, supporting Rav and Shmuel. So ema tachat motar maseyadeha. So Rav Abba will say mizonot are not maseyadeha, meaning the surplus of that. Toshvam ena noten la ma'a kesef letzorcheha. If she doesn't give her the pocket money, maseyadeha shala. The maseyadayim are hers, which makes it sound like Rav Abba Ahavat. The maseyadayim are in replacement for the extra pocket money. So ema, rather read it this way, motar maseh adeh shala. It means she gets to keep the surplus of her wages. Hai valak tani mahi osalo. Regarding that, we learned what is the amount she has to earn. So which means we're not talking about the surplus, we're talking about the base amount. Mishkal chamesh slaim shti bihuda. It's 5 slaim worth of spinning of yarn in Yehuda. So it sounds like we're talking about the base maseyadayim. So hachikamar maseyadeha kamahave. In other words, we're saying how much is the basic maseyadeha to lay the mota didakame. So we'll know everything above that is surplus. In other words, you can't know what's surplus until you know what the base rate is. So again, both approaches neither approach has been shot down by the other texts. Now, good. Now, Amar Shmuel. So that's the amount. Anything above that is surplus. Amar Shmuel, Alach Rabbi Yochanan Sandlar, which kills the entire discussion, because now if the entire question was, when is the Hekdesh Chal? But that's only according to Meir, who says the Hekdesh is Chal at all on the Motar. If we say Halach is like Rabbi Yochanan Sandlar, there's nothing more to discuss. So Mi Amar Shmuel Achi, since when did Shmuel say that the Halach is like Rabbi Yochanan Sandlar, meaning that a person cannot be makdish something that's not currently in his control. If a woman takes a neder, that anything she does is usher to her husband, and also chalafir, the Tanakhama says he doesn't have to do afar because she has no rights to it, it's his. Rabbi Kiva marry afar. Shema ta'adif alav yatermina ra'uilo. Rabbi Kiva says he has to do afar because she might earn more than he's supposed to get, and that particular thing will be usher to him. Rabbi Nuri says he has to afar because she might he might divorce her, and then he'll never be able to take her back because the neder will be fully chal, which means that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you can be maktish something now or be noder on something now which you don't have in control, and it will kick in when the control returns to you or is yours. And Shmuel said that halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, which means Shmuel holds a person can be makdish something which is not currently in his control. So why does he say in our mission halacha is Rabbi Yochanan Sandlar, not like Rabbi Meir? The answer is Kamar Shmuel halacha Rabbi Yochanan Nuri lahadafa. So the first answer we give is that he was saying that halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan Nuri only regarding the surplus. So v'leim halacha Rabbi Yochanan Nuri lahadafa. So let him say that inami en halacha ketana kama. Let him just say we don't hold like Tana Kama, meaning there's no need for afara. Inami halacha Rabbi Kiva. If you look at it, that's Rabbi Kiva's position, right? That the issue is about surplus. So that doesn't work. I'm Rabbi Yosef konamad kamar. Rabbi Yosef says your challenge is coming from a bad place. You're challenging the rule about hekdesh from konamot. Shani konamot mitoch shadam oser perot chaveru alav. After all, in nedarim, a person can affect other people's property, unlike hekdesh. In nedarim, you can aser another person's property on yourself. So since you can do that, adam hekdesh tavar shel balam, therefore you can also take a neder on something that's not currently in your control because it doesn't exist yet. Just like I can prohibit something that's my friend's on me, I can also prohibit something that doesn't yet exist on me. That's not true about hekdesh, so therefore there's no challenge. Abaye says, it's a nice idea, but if you look at it in detail, it doesn't work. Because it says, I understand that a person can aser another person's fruit on him, because you can also aser your perot on the other guy. Right? In other words, you only have to have one side here, either the person who's becoming asur or the object of isur. But can you aser something that doesn't currently exist on another fellow? That doesn't work. Because after all, you cannot prohibit another person's property on himself. In other words, Abaye is saying as follows. Rav Yosef, you're not saying that Nedarim are free for all. What you're saying is that Nedarim have a particular open window that other areas like Hekdesh don't have, in that you can affect another person's property. But you can affect another person's property and prohibit it to yourself, just like you can prohibit your property on that other person. But that doesn't prove that you can make a neder that apply, that affects things that don't yet exist in the world and prohibit them to another fellow, because following that model, that's like for ossering another fellow's thing on himself, which you can't do. So that won't work. Ala Amar Avuna Baredu Avashua, it's like Baomerit Yikad Shula Dayolot Lo Sam. And this is what we say in the Dharma also, that the case is where the woman says, I'm sanctifying my hands to their creator. So it's no longer an issue of Dovar Shula Baolam, because her hands exist. Te'adai Mitanu Baolam. No Vechika Amar Hachim Mimikdash, but Mimikadish. Since when, if she says something like that, does it work? Amashabdalei. She is, her hands are Meshubah to her husband, because of Maaseh Adayim. So the answer is, Da'amr l'chi migrasha. She says, look, he's about to divorce me. I'm making an edda now that'll kick in when he divorces me. So, mi kamidi di'ilu hashta lo kadish l'kami kadish. Since when can you do something that if you were to say it now, currently, for an immediate effect, it doesn't work, but a delayed effect, it'll work? How can that be? Meaning that if it won't work now because you're not currently in a position to make it work, how can you say it now and have it work later when you are in that position? So Arvila Alamalo, he says, why not? Ilu ha'omer l'chavero, sadezu shani mocher l'cha, l'chshakachena mimcha tikadesh. A person's about to sell his field to another fellow. And he says, you know, I'm selling you this field. When I buy it back from you, I'm being makdish it. It works. Kilu milokadsha. So we don't go, v'yirmi, amidami, that's not a good analogy. Hata miyadu l'hakdisha. Right now you own it, so you can be makdish it right now. Instead, you're selling it, and you're saying before you sell it, if I take it back, it's hakdesh. That works, because when you made the hakdesh, it was in your property. Hacha in biyadu l'garsha atatzma. When the woman takes the netter and says, this is chal when he divorces me, she's not ever in control to divorce herself, to get herself divorced. So Adam Yala Omer L'Chaveru Sadezu Shemacharti L'Chal Shakachanu M'Chati Kadesh. The opposite case, when a man says, I already sold it to you, I know I'm being makdi shit for when I get it back. Delo Kaja, that doesn't work. Which means it shouldn't work here. Or Papa Midami, or Papa says that's not the same either. Because Hatam Gufo Perot Piyada Delokeach. In that case, the entire field and its produce and its benefits belong to the other guy. You have no control. Hacha Gufo Piyadahu. Here, when the woman's making the neder, yeah, her husband has a claim on her hands, but they're her hands. Halodam yelo la'omer l'chaver must be the following case. Sadezu shemishkanti l'cha, this field that I put in collateral to you, l'chshepadena mimcha tikadesh, when I redeem it from you, in other words, I took out a loan, you took my field in its place, and I'll pay off the loan, I'll get the field back, it's hekdesh tikadsha. That's similar to the nedarim, in other words. Right now it's out of my control partially, just like her yadayim, but when it comes in fully my control, it works. That doesn't work. In that case, as soon as you come up with the cash, you can redeem it. The guy can't hold it. Here she doesn't have the power to divorce herself. So we play with the earlier case and just the previous case and just manipulate it a little bit and say, what if you put a field into collateral with another guy for 10 years, not for immediate redemption? So when I redeem it and I can't speed up the clock, then it works. Tidakadsha. So Avashi Midami, Hatam Lesa Shani Mihabiyadu Liftota. But it still doesn't work because in 10 years you're still in control. At that point you're in control. Here she's never able to divorce. There's no rule that after 10 years she can create her own divorce. Ravashi konamot kamar. Ravashi goes back to her Yosef's answer, which is, what are you bringing a challenge to Shmuel's position about Hekdesh, where he says, halachas k'rbiyochan sanlar, from Shmuel's position in Nedarim, where he said, halachas k'rbiyochan menuri, that the neder will be chal when he divorces her. Shani konamot tekdushat aguf ninu. Konamot, Nedarim have a din of kedushat aguf, which means that when she sanctifies her hands have sort of an inherent kedusha relative to the husband. Ucha de Rav, and Rava has a very famous aphorism, Amar Rava, hekdesh chometz v'shichur, mafkim midei shibud. If you're maktish something, and it's got a claimant, a person who has a claim on it, that claim is uprooted. If somebody has a claim on something that is chometz, and it becomes the sixth hour on the 14th of Nisan, that claim is lifted. And if you're Meshachar and Eved, and the Eved was made, let's say, a designated form of payment for something, a collection, then it's Mafki also. So the same way, even though her hands are Meshubah to her husband, if she's Makdish her hands, the Kedusha Laguf takes it out of that Shibud, which again means that you can't compare it to the case of a regular Hekdesh, which is not Kedusha Laguf. If you're Makdish a field, it's a Kedusha Damim. You're sanctifying basically a value that you have to give. Now, v'niktushu mihashta, if that's the case, then why do we have to play with Yocham? Yocham and Nuri saying that maybe he'll divorce her and then it'll be a problem. Why doesn't he say that the minute she says this formula, yikadshu yadayim l'moseihem, that immediately the hekdesh is chal? The answer is, al muhal rabbanon l'shibure debal ki echidu lo tiktosh mihashta. The rabbanon strengthened his shibud so that she should not be able to be makdish them immediately. In other words, it's an important general point to make here, is that the Rabbanan's thinking consistently throughout all the halachot of Ketubot, are of Ketubot and everything related to Ketubot, on both sides of the equation, both the man's side and the woman's side, are that we want to make sure that nobody in a hasty reaction to being upset or angry or disappointed, whatever it may be, will act in a way that is going to be grave and serious and long and with long effects. And therefore, we said that the Shimon Shatach established the ketubah to protect the woman, so if the husband gets all upset, he doesn't just divorce her, he'll have to think it's going to cost him a lot. In the same way, the woman will get upset at her husband, and she'll just take a netter, that's it, you can't get any of my masi adayim, knowing that that's going to force a divorce. So the Rabbanan said, to make sure that doesn't happen, we're going to strengthen his shibud so that that her netter is not mafkiyat until such time as she becomes a grusha, in which case it is automatically mafkiyat. Good. Everybody should have a good day. Wonderful day. And Amir Hashem, we will be in the next podcast on Daf Nun Tamud Bet, the famous mission of the Malachot Sha'isha Osa Labala.